Hello, folks. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors Podcast. You know, in all the years I've been out there guiding and fishing, I've seen a lot of changes. And lately, what we're talking about more than anything else is forward-facing or live sonar and a lithium battery power for your boats or on the ice. And you know, when it comes to repowering with lithium batteries in our boat or out there for ice fishing, there's a lot to know, and it can be kind of intimidating for a lot of folks out there. Well, this week on the podcast, it's Lithium Batteries 101, and had a chance to talk with Matt down at Amped Outdoors, who's one of the most knowledgeable people I've run into when it comes to lithium batteries. Well, this week we're talking to Matt from Amped Outdoors, and Matt, good to have you on the show here for the first time.
Absolutely, John. Thank you for having me.
You know, there's been a lot of changes in fishing and in ice fishing over the years. Just so much changes. It's amazing. And one of the changes is technology. Seems like technology is everywhere in everything we do today, including the outdoors and ice fishing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, in outdoors and ice fishing in general, your electronics have really advanced a lot. And you know, with that, they require a lot more power than ever before. And that's something we have been focusing a lot on, is making sure that you, the angler, has enough power to get through a given day and power all of your electronics needs.
Well, you know, and interesting you said that too, because, you know, the power, everybody thinks 12 volts, we got a battery, and if it gets down a little bit in voltage, not going to make a difference, but it does make a difference in the performance of the equipment. Less power equals less transmit power, which makes the, you know, your sonar and your electronics not perform up to the ultimate of it can be.
Oh, yeah, that is absolutely correct. And, you know, with lithium batteries versus lead acid, one of the big advantages, especially with our products, is that with lithium iron phosphate, it's not just a 12.8 volt battery. So when you're powering your electronics, it's going to stay pretty steady around 13 volts the entire time you use it, where a traditional lead acid battery will start off at roughly 13 volts, but can quickly drain down below 12 volts. And we all know what happens when you get to low voltage on your electronics. You don't get the best image. Your target separation is reduced. So having a lithium battery, you know, it's not just lighter, it's not just longer lasting, but you get better image quality and better performance out of your product.
Well, you know, and you're actually a 100 amp hour battery, for instance, if you're dealing with a lithium battery versus a lead acid battery, whether it's an AGM or any of the batteries, there's a big difference in how much actually power you get out of it. Because a 100 amp hour battery in a typical lead acid battery won't produce 100 amp hours that's usable to you.
Yeah, you're spot on. So lead acid batteries are typically about 50% efficient. So if it's a lead acid 100 amp hour battery, you're really only getting about 50 amp hours out of it until it reaches 10 volts. So with the lithium product, when we advertise a 100 amp hour battery, you're going to get that full 100 amp hours out of it, if not more.
Well, lithium batteries, you know, it's a general term, and there's a difference. There's different kinds of lithium batteries, and we've even seen some reports of some issues with some of the types of lithium batteries. But what, kind of tell us real quick, what are the differences in the batteries and what you have?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are quite a few different types of lithium products out there. So it's not a one size fits all. Lithium is lithium. So there's lithium ion, which you typically find in like your drill batteries and your ice augers today. If you're out ice fishing with a lithium product, that's a lithium ion battery. And they can range from, we've got some battery companies who are selling an 11.1 volt battery, advertising it as 12 volts. We don't do that. We run two different types. We have run lithium iron phosphate, which is a true 12.8 volt battery. And lithium iron phosphate is going to give you longer life expectancy than lithium ion, or your NMC lithium is what they call them. They typically will last 2 to 3 times longer than traditional lithium ion, and they've got phenomenal performance. We also have a 14.8 volt lithium ion, so NMC lithium. Some people like that battery technology just because you get a higher voltage out of the product. And when you're running higher voltage on electronics, typically you get longer operating times on them because higher voltage just means you're drawing less amps. So your product will last longer. And with the higher voltage, a lot of people really swear that you get a longer or better target separation or better image quality out of your electronics. And that's more so on your forward-facing products that are so popular today.
Well, you know, and some people will say, well, you know what, this is a 12-volt system. I mean, but actually, whether it's Garmin or Humminbird or everything else, the systems are designed to run on a voltage range that may go beyond 12 volts, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, you just say 12 volt in general, but your batteries and electronics work a little bit different. So they, you know, a 12 volt battery like lithium iron phosphate, it's a 12.8 volt battery, commonly labeled as a 12 volt, but they charge up to, you know, roughly 13.5 volts. And then when fully depleted, you know, they're down to 10 volts, where a lot of your electronics today are built to handle 17 to 18 volts. So with a 14.8 volt battery, when fully charged, they're 16.8 volts. And when fully discharged, they're about 11.5 volts. So you get a wider voltage range. And that higher voltage, like I said, a lot of people really think you get better image quality. I haven't seen a huge difference, but where we have seen it is if you're shooting forward-facing sonar long distances, you get a little bit better, not only distance, but better target separation further away.
I've noticed in my boat that I actually get a lot better performance out of everything that's running off the lithium ion, off the amped battery. And an interesting note is that I have a Helix 8, and part of my system is running off a 100 amp hour lead acid battery. And the other, and I've got a Helix 12 and a Garmin 10 and a LiveScope system that runs off the 60 amped batteries. And after 5 or 6 hours on the water, the voltage on the lead acid battery, just running one unit, has dropped down into that 10.8, 10.9 volts. And the voltage on the running all the other gear running off of one single 60 amp hour battery is still over 13 volts. So, you know, I'm getting way better performance out of it that way. And I think everybody could find that too, right?
Oh, yeah, I think you're spot on. So with your system, a lead acid battery, like I was saying earlier, kind of starts off at 12.8 volts and quickly drop down, you know, below 12 volts. And optimum voltage for any electronics, they, no matter what brand, is above 12 volts. So having that lithium battery that will keep you above 12 volts for the full duration of your discharge cycle really does clean up your image, gives you a better better target separation. But like, you know, like in your case, another advantage is by having a dedicated battery, you're reducing a lot of that electrical interference that might be running through your starting battery or lead acid, such as live well pumps and, you know, phone chargers and anything else you have in your boat that's running on 12 volts can create electrical interference and can actually reduce the image quality on your screen.
Well, you know, and the other thing too, we've seen a lot of stuff with a lot of different products, more so not in the marine industry, but with safety factors with this equipment. And one of the big safety factors is how the battery is constructed and what's called a BMS, a battery management system circuitry in that battery. That's what makes the battery actually safe and last longer, right?
Yep, that is very true. So your traditional batteries do not have any type of protection on them. So if you would happen to, you know, short them out, there's no protection on that battery itself. So that can, you know, pose a hazardous risk on your boat. And with a lithium battery, all the components are protected through that battery management system. It's like a little computerized board inside of the battery pack that will protect it from short circuit. It'll protect it from overcharging. It protects it from being discharged too low. So not only do you get the protection aspect of it, but you'll also get, you know, something that will help give you longevity on that product so you're not overcharging them or discharging them too low.
You know, with the lithium batteries, one thing that's going to be different, though, is that typically lithium batteries, when they're exhausted, they just go. You just lose power to them. The BMS shuts them off. And you know, with a lead acid battery, you notice your power going down. You have actually a system of being able to monitor your battery to kind of tell you what state your charge is in, right?
Yeah, that's become very popular over the years as we're advancing this technology. We've added Bluetooth technology to our larger batteries. So anything 50 amp hours and larger will have a Bluetooth module built onto it. And with the Amped Outdoors app, you can go in and see what state of charge your battery is. You can tell how much power your electronics are drawing from that battery. And it gives you an estimated operating time, so you can see about how much longer you have before that battery is fully depleted.
Well, you know, and, you know, weight savings is a big factor, too, that a lot of people don't take in consideration. But just going to your trolling motor batteries and your house batteries, typically on a good-sized walleye-type boat, you can save the average weight of a whole other person almost sometimes, right?
Oh, indeed, yeah. If you're running three lead-acid batteries in your boat, for example, on a trolling motor, you could be looking at 50 to 80 pounds per battery. And we sell 12-volt, 24, and 36-volt systems, so you can just run one battery on your boat. So a typical 36-volt battery of ours weighs about 40 pounds, and that's replacing three 50- to 80-pound batteries. So you're not just reducing your weight in half, but, I mean, you could be reducing it by 100 pounds plus out of your boat. So it's almost like losing a whole person out of that boat, and it really does make your boat perform different.
You know, and the other thing, too, people like to question is the batteries are more expensive, but they can be pretty cost-effective because the lifespan of these batteries is far greater than a lead-acid battery.
Yeah, a lot longer. So typically up to five times longer than a lead-acid battery. It is a bit of an upfront investment, but in the long run, it really does pay off, because by the time you end up replacing your lead acid batteries, whether it's three to five times in that period, the other advantages of the product really outweigh that cost difference. So in the long run, it is really beneficial.
You know, in charging them, you have chargers available that, in fact, most of the chargers now that are coming out now will charge either lead acid or your batteries or the lithium type batteries.
Yep, that is correct. So we sell quite a few different lithium battery charging systems, but with the popularity of lithium batteries over the last few years, all of your major charger manufacturers, Minn Kota, NOCO, and I mean, there's a whole long list of them, they've all adapted to that and now put the lithium charging mode on their chargers. So that way they're pretty much universal with any product you would put in your boat.
Well, Matt, you know, a lot of great information there. I hope it helps some people out with making a decision on batteries. I know you're probably one of the most knowledgeable people I've run into when it comes to lithium battery systems and the electronics. And I'm kind of a tech head myself on that stuff. But if anybody's looking for more information, what's your website and how can they get a hold of it? Find out more information on Amped batteries.
Oh, yes, I really appreciate you saying that. Our website is ampedoutdoors.com. And if you have any questions at all, feel free to reach us. Our phone number is 715-914-7274. Otherwise, you can go to our email, sales@ampedoutdoors.com. We pride ourselves on customer support. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. And we pride ourselves on answering those as quick as possible.
Well, thanks a lot, Matt, for taking that time with our listeners here. And, hopefully we'll be talking to you again in the future. I know I'm really looking forward to next year actually switching most of my boat over, maybe both boats, to lithium batteries because of what I've seen this year.
Yeah, you bet. And thank you so much for having me. I know we just touched the surface on lithium products and look forward to talking, a lot more in depth about how lithium batteries can really help you out in the water, whether it's ice fishing or out on your boat.
Well, thanks a lot, Matt.
Yep, thank you.
Well, a lot of great information there to clear up some of the questions and some of the things about lithium powers and lithium batteries on your boat and on the ice. Anyway, we're just about out of time here, and we're going to plan on doing a bunch of different podcasts over the course of this winter to kind of complement our Wisconsin Northland Outdoors radio show and podcast. We'll put them up here on the podcast site for everybody. hopefully we can provide a lot of great information over the course of the winter here to help people understand some of the technology and some of the things that maybe help you catch a few more fish out there when you're out there on the lakes or on the ice. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back again with another podcast sometime here this next month.